Once again, we meet as we come together to worship the Lord in one heart and mind. At this moment, let me thank the Lord for all the first communion students, children who participate in the very first Holy Communion service last Sunday. I was able to spend time with them, preparing them for their first Holy Communion service along with Biju Achit. And I thank the Lord for the dedication that parents showed in bringing their children every week so that we could be with them, help them to understand the faith of our church and to what they are preparing themselves to. My turn was at Christos Marthoma Church, so I could not attend the service, which happens to me in all the parishes, because I have a schedule which I need to keep, and changing that schedule sometimes becomes very difficult for the parishes. But my thoughts and prayers were there for my children who were preparing for the communion service. My humble task was to prepare them and rest, let the Spirit of the Lord work. Today, we are meditating on the theme, as a church separates ourselves for the Sacred Music Sunday. Our Biju Achin read out the whole importance of music and songs and how it has evolved in our church services. And the church takes singing and music very seriously. It does not take it lightly because it is very, very biblical. And today, many of us may not be able to understand that because the type of music used is different in the world that we live in here, because the Western music is different in comparison to the Eastern chants that we have, the liturgical chants that we have. But no matter what, music is very, very integral to the church service. And it is very much part of our worship. And that is why the church has the Department of Sacred Music and Communication, through which every year we have new songs being published through the Maraman Conventions for the glory of the Kingdom of God. And today we are going to meditate on this very theme of singing to the Lord through this theme. And we are going to focus on the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. In that, let me read verse 17. Padhanayaramatha vakyam vayikittu. Matthayadu suvishasham, 28 mathiyayam, Padhanayaramatha vakyam. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Let us pray. Lord, we come into thy divine presence once again to meditate and submit ourselves through this worship service. And we bow our heads, O Lord, in front of the divine word that has been prepared for us today. Help us to receive the word from you, O Lord. Bless this your servant. Empower this your servant. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Today's message, some may think it is only for the choir, though we dedicate it as a choir Sunday or dedicate it as the DSMC Sunday. But it is not just the choir, it's the congregation. If you look into the Gospel of Matthew, When Jesus was born, the heavenly hosts came together and sang songs and gave praises to the Lord. Now, when you're singing for the Lord, it's a divine task. It's not just an ordinary activity. All the choir members, now some of you all have started talking, which generally happens. Some of you all will be distracted for other things. Not only in the choir, it happens here too. I was observing us. You all were sitting for 20 minutes continuously through the announcements. The cushions were so soft that it was giving you warmth. I could see all the heads going down and up once in a while. We all get distracted. But coming to singing the songs, when Jesus was born as a child in a manger, that news was first revealed to the shepherds. And it was the angels who sang, singing glory in the highest. Now, all those who sang around the Messiah, they were all giving glory to the Lord. And that was a very divine act. You cannot just sing because you want to sing. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that makes you sing. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൻ്റെ ശക്തിയാണ് നമ്മളെ പാടുവാനായിട്ട് സഹായിക്കുന്നത്. ഇറ്റ്സ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ് വി ആർ ജസ്റ്റ് സിംഗിങ്. ഇഫ് ഐ ബിലീവ് വി ഓൾ സിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ദർ ആർ മോമെൻറ്റ്സ് വെയർ സോങ് ജസ്റ്റ് കംസ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് അവർ മൗത്ത് ഓർ വി ജസ്റ്റ് കീപ് ഹമ്മിങ് സെർട്ടൻ സോങ്സ്. വെറുതെ ഇരിക്കുമ്പോൾ ചില പാട്ടുകൾ പാടും. ആ പാട്ട് ആലോചിക്കാതാണ് ആ പാട്ട് മനസ്സിൽ വന്നതെന്നാണ് ഞാൻ മനസ്സിലാക്കുന്നത്. You never thought of singing that song. You never thought that, okay, these are the words that I'm going to sing. When you were sitting idle, based on the mood that you were in, certain songs came out of your mouth, coming out of your heart. And those are, I believe, very divine moments. It is not just the role of the choir. Though I want to remind the choir that you, when you are sitting there leading the worship, you are preparing for a very divine ministry. It is God-ordained ministry. Not everyone can sing nicely. That is why some of us sit here and some of us sit there. But yes, there are some good singers sitting here. I would not discourage that. But then, they are the leaders. So, the choir is leading us. But today, I want to bring our attention to what we are singing and how is it that we sing. To what are we singing? Enduvaan nammal paadunne? Because we sing a lot of things, lot of songs. But what are we singing? That is what we are going to meditate today. And today, the Bible passage is speaking about the great commission of Jesus. That is where Jesus is about to be ascended to heaven. And those are the final words of Jesus. If you look into the Gospel of Matthew, in the beginning, in the very first chapter, there is a message, and the same message is ending in the last chapter, that is chapter 28. The same message, which means God with us. മത്തായിയുടെ സുവിശേഷത്തിന്റെ ആരംഭത്തിലും അവസാനത്തിലും ദൈവം നമ്മോട് കൂടെ. This is the message. Emmanuel, God with us. This is the message of Matthew. Apostle Matthew, when starts with the birth of Jesus, and he says, Emmanuel, God is with us. Devan nammodu kude. And he ends with the final commission of Jesus. And here too, we see Jesus says, I will be with you till the end of ages. Loga avasanam vare njan ningalodu kude undayirikkum. God with us, Jesus with us, till the end of the age. What are we singing? We are singing the song of hope. All the songs that we sing, we are led to sing the song of hope. Pratyashoda part. What is that hope? That God is with us, amidst us, walking with us, living with us, experiencing what all we are having in our lives, singing the songs of hope. Now, if you look into the first chapter of Matthew, the shepherds never thought that anyone would be with them. Because they were the ones, the shepherds were the ones, they were the outcasts. They were not part of the main society. But to them, the angels sang, God is with you. Every time the choir sings, every time the congregation sings, you are giving the hope to people around that God is with you. Thankfully, one of the senior members of this church once told me, coming to this church, I love listening to the choir. The way the choir sings. How did that impact that person with the choir singing over there? The songs that you sing, the songs that came out, it gave hope to people who are sitting there silently, not singing. Sometimes though you don't want to sing, but you are just listening to the song. Right? Many times people don't sing. You're sitting on the chair, not wanting to say anything. Not even wanting to open your mouth. Because it's difficult sometimes to open the mouths. Because your hearts are in pain. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're going through a difficult time. Maybe you have lost hope. Maybe you don't have a reason why you are come here. And yet the songs when you sing, when the people around us sing, those songs come into our lives, giving us hope. Now, one thing, the disciples, now disciples always sang with Jesus. Now, Achan, when he said about it, he sang about how disciples sang after participating in the Lord's table for the very first time. They went singing. But when the disciples used to sing, especially during the time when people were singing Hosanna, as Jesus was entering into the temple of, walking towards Jerusalem, entering into Jerusalem, they were thinking, they were singing the songs of praise and triumph. Jaitra paattukalayirunnu avar paadiyathu. But many times, they did not understand what was Jesus experiencing. Now, many times, many of our songs, especially the new generation songs, miss many messages of the gospel. The disciples failed to understand Jesus and the cross and the resurrection. Avarku manasilayilla ee kurisu enduvaanennum yesu enduvaanennum kroosharonam enduvaanennum uyarthezhunnelpu enduvaanennum. They did not understand. The disciples were finding it difficult. And in Matthew's gospel, Jesus was telling that he will undergo suffering. He will experience a cross. Now Jesus is saying that he will, not a cause. Now Jesus is not saying that since I am born, these people are going to crucify me. He said it is something that is part of his life, which he has chosen, which is very much within his salvific act. It did not just happen by accidents. And many of us think that we are accidents. Many of us think that what is happening in our life is an accident. ഒരു അബദ്ധമെന്നാണ് നമ്മളുടെ ജീവിതം നമ്മൾ ചിലർ ചിന്തിക്കുന്നു. ചിലർ എൻ്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ നടന്ന കാര്യങ്ങൾ ഒരു അബദ്ധമാണെന്ന് ചിന്തിക്കും. ബട്ട് ജീസസ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റി ഓർ ജീസസ് മിനിസ്ട്രി വാസ് എ ഡെലിബറേറ്റ് മിനിസ്ട്രി. ദ ക്രോസ് വാസ് എ ചോസൺ ആക്ടിവിറ്റി. ഇറ്റ് വാസ് നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ എ നെയിം സേക്ക്. ഫോർ ഓൾ ക്രിസ്ത്യൻസ് ദ ക്രോസ് ഇസ് പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് അവർ ലൈഫ്സ്. And that is where, when you sing, at times when you are going through pain, when you are going through suffering, when you are struggling, you are singing the song of salvation. Rakshayude paattaanu paadunne, God save us. You are not just singing only the praise songs, but you are singing songs of being saved. God save us. I need help. And those are the word songs of salvation. And that is the time when you and me sing about the cross, about what he did in our lives, what he experienced. We are singing that. Now the biggest challenge when we sing is that when we are not able to experience it, that is the most difficult part. Singing for the sake of singing. That is where I want to remind the choir members, you are not singing for the sake of singing. There is a purpose with which you are singing. And you are proclaiming the songs of salvation. And Jesus sang songs that led to salvation. Krushaaronathilekku kurichilekku ulladaya paattukalaanu avan paadiyathu about the life of Jesus, of God, and everything that he did. You're not singing just for the sake of singing. Now the very important part comes. Doubt. Now this passage is where Jesus' final words are recorded. When Jesus is alive on this earth, he is being ascended to heaven. And at that moment, these are the final words. Yeshu uyarthezhunnettu ippol swargathilekku poguna samayathu parayna avasana vaakkukalil parnju njan ningalodu kooda ലോക അവസാനം വരെയും ഉണ്ടായി. ഐ വിൽ ബി വിത്ത് യു ടിൽ ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഏജസ്. നൗ ബിഫോർ ദാറ്റ് സംതിങ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ്. ദ ഗോസ്പൽ സേസ് വെൻ ദ ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ് വേർ വിത്ത് ജീസസ് വെൻ ദേ സോ ഹിം ദേ വർഷിപ്ഡ് ഹിം ബട്ട് സം ഡൗട്ടഡ്. ഐ ബിലീവ് strong number of percentage of people sitting here are there with doubts. Doubts about faith, doubt about your own life, doubt about God, doubt about Jesus, doubt about this worship. And many of us go through the experience of not finding an answer to it, not understanding what it is. And believe me, you and me are not alone. If you have doubt, you experience doubt, you and me are not alone. The gospel says the disciples themselves were in doubt even when they are worshiping, but Jesus did not rebuke them. He is helping them even in their doubt.
He acknowledges their doubt. And many of us think our doubts are our failures in faith. Gospel never shies away from true human emotions. You know, if we were to write our own stories, will we write about our shortcomings? Will we write about our failures? Will we write about our mistakes? You want to write, try to write about yourself and give that paper to your next generation. I believe we will not be able to write about our sins. We will not be able to write about our mistakes. We will not be able to write about our failures. We will only write about what all things we did and achieved, all the positive things. But here, the gospel does not shy away from the true face of our human lives. And even at the most important point of Jesus' ministry, where Jesus was being ascended to heaven, and the great commission that continues to be in our lives, saying that I will be with you till the end of ages. And the disciples are worshiping, but what is happening? They continue to be in doubt. And this is where the painting of Doubting Thomas by Caravaggio, an Italian painter, has painted this picture of Doubting Thomas. Now, if you look at this painting, I believe everyone has seen this painting earlier. But here, Jesus is holding the hand of Thomas, pulling it closer to him, and asking him, "You touch and feel me." In his doubt, Jesus is holding the hand of Thomas and pulling his hand. He's not negating his doubt. Jesus is not being challenged by Thomas's doubt. Ni endana ni ingane shangikuneno avane shagarikuno ennalla avante karam pidichu avante adukilekku vilichu paray nee inna nattoda. Those are the moments, even in doubt, our Lord is helping us to sing. Our Lord is helping us even when we fail. Our Lord is helping us even when we struggle, helping us to sing. He never shuts our mouth to sing. He never puts our voices down because we doubted, which is actually the truth about our lives. Even when we sit here, we experience all these emotions in our lives. And our Lord acknowledges it. He knows it, what you and me are experiencing. And yet, He is wanting us to sing, allowing us to sing, not forcing us, when you want. And those are the moments where the song rises from your mouths and your hearts. Let us sing to the Lord. ദൈവസന്നിധിയിൽ പാട്ടുകൾ പാടുവാനായിട്ട് നമ്മുടെ ശബ്ദങ്ങൾ ഇനിയും ഉയർത്താം. Let us sing to the Lord. For we sing the songs of hope. Remember that. You are not just singing any song. We are called to sing the songs of hope that is given to us. That God is with us. ദൈവം എന്നോട് കൂടെ, ദൈവം നിന്നോട് കൂടെ. ആ പാട്ട് നമ്മൾ പാടും. രക്ഷയുടെ പാട്ടാണ് പാടുന്നത്. വി ആർ സിംഗിങ് ദി സോങ്സ് ഓഫ് സാൽവേഷൻ, എക്സ്പീരിയൻസിങ് ആൻഡ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിങ് ദി ക്രോസ് ദാറ്റ് സേവ്ഡ് ഈച്ച് വൺ ഓഫ് അസ്, ദാറ്റ് കണ്ടിന്യൂസ് ടു സേവ് അസ് ആൻഡ് ഹെൽപ്പിംഗ് അസ് ടു സിംഗ് ഈവൻ വെൻ വി ആർ ഇൻ ഡൗട്ട്, ഈവൻ വെൻ വി സ്ട്രഗിൾ, ഈവൻ വെൻ വി ഫെയിൽ ടു ഈവൻ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ആൻഡ് അക്നോളജ് ദ ലോർഡ്. May the Lord help us to raise our voices and sing and glorify His name. Let us bow our heads in prayer.